The latest Marquette poll shows Governor Walker hasn't been able to move the needle on his approval ratings this election year. That's despite his efforts to land the massive Foxconn factory in southeastern Wisconsin. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the poll also gives us a glimpse at how Democrats are faring in their effort to unseat Walker.
It was the first statewide Marquette Law School poll since June of last year. 47% of those surveyed approve of the job Governor Walker is doing, down 1 point from 9 months ago. Poll Director Charles Franklin says there's no need for Walker to panic, as ratings that hover around 50% have been the norm for him.
Remember, this is a governor whose elections have been won with 52%, 53%, and 52%. So Governor Walker wins elections by modest margins. That he goes into an election year with favorable and unfavorable, or approve and disapprove, dead even, is more or less where he's been most of his time in office. Over the long haul, he's averaged about a 49% approval and about a 44 or 45 disapproval.
The survey shows most people think the $3 billion in state incentives to lure the Taiwanese electronics giant to Wisconsin are not worth the cost. Walker championed the project, which could result in 13,000 jobs at the LCD screen manufacturing plant in Racine County. There are 16 Democrats trying to unseat Walker. The poll asked for opinions about the 9 with active campaigns. State School Superintendent Tony Evers received 18% of the vote among those saying they'll cast ballots in the August Democratic primary. Madison Mayor Paul Soglin placed second with 9%. Former Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Matt Flynn rounded out the top three with 7%. Franklin says he's not surprised the numbers are low for the Democratic hopefuls at this stage.
Regardless of party, voters are not yet tuned in. These campaigns are not yet visible enough with regular Sunday morning TV advertising or enough penetration of public concern about the election for them to become known.
One person attending the unveiling of the poll results was Kathleen Miller of Milwaukee. She says she plans to vote Democrat in the governor's race, but she acknowledges it could be an uphill battle defeating incumbent Scott Walker.
I think there's some very interesting candidates there. I'm particularly interested in two of them. And yet the real issue is how those candidates speak to the larger state population.
For instance, Miller wonders whether Democrats popular in Milwaukee or Madison can get statewide name recognition. In other poll results, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's approval rating is 37% as she mounts her reelection bid. That's down a point from June of last year, while most voters don't know enough about her Republican challengers to form an opinion of them. State Senator Leah Vukmir and Delafield businessman Kevin Nicholson will square off in the August primary for Baldwin's seat. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.